The more than 200-page report is split into four sections. The first part outlines the free flow of benefits between John Swallow and several people and businesses. The second part explains how he tried to impede the House investigation. The third part is a list of avenues the investigators looked into but were unable to finish before Swallow resigned. And the fourth and final part includes the committee's recommendations for legislative changes. Committee Chairman Jim Dunnigan says he believes they have fully accomplished the work they were sent out to do.
Where we started last July to where we are today, this absolutely was necessary, it was needed, it was worthwhile. I think if we had not done this, this type of regime or program would have continued on to the detriment of Utah.
The committee will give a brief report to the full body of the House Wednesday. The three bills that came directly from this committee's work are currently waiting Senate approval. While the committee's work has come to an end, Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill continues his investigation into potential criminal charges that could be filed against Swallow. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.